This is Caleb reading The Gap, Chapter 7. He didn't move for several minutes. He couldn't move. The woman's eyes had closed, but her fingers held him like a vice. He made himself relax until he felt her grip loosen at last. Her fingers opened and her hand slid down to hang, almost to the floor. Her fingers like a bunch of limp twigs, she slept. For a moment, he wondered whether he should wake Rosie up and sneak out with her, but where would they go in the dark? Once again, he found herself thinking with anger about Annabelle and the way she had let the train go without them. He stood up slowly, carefully not to make a mistake. Sudden movement, he held the lantern at his chest, shielding its light from the old woman with his body creeping across the uneven floor. He knelt beside the cot where Rosie slept. He brushed back strands of dark hair from her cheek and laid his hand across her forehead the way Mum did when she checked for a fever. Rosie stirred and turned away from the light. She wasn't too hot. She'd be all right, and in the morning, she reasoned there'd be a search party. The end.